News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Botts. Good morning. It's 7:05 on December the 8th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR 1460. As soon as we reboot, I think we're back up again.
Oh, and yes.
We had to reboot.
Yes, absolutely, because the chat pack is already with us I can hear you on the radio.
They are whipping me.
Okay, you know,
chat pack.
We're doing it.
When it gets right down to it, it's Bad Bob's fault. And speaking of Bad Bob, good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning, and I would like to invite some beta testers to do the following. We are testing the new project.
Our new project.
Yes.
That's right.
Might want to grab a piece of paper. Go to livestream.com, and in the search box type Free Fire Radio, all put together. And after a 30-second commercial, you should see the live video picture from our studio. This is a beta test and by no means ready for prime time, but it's the next step in the evolution of the process.
And he's going to write that in the chat pack. He's going to write it on the chat thing. Now, the thing is if you go to that, then you don't get to the regular chat pack. Is that right, chat pack?
Well, there is a chat window, but if you have a browser that supports multiple tabs, you could have the regular chat
room. There you go.
Now, you'll have to turn off the audio on one of them, or you'll have two audio streams, and they won't be in sync. So.
That's right.
But you get to see us. No, I think you should keep involved with your chat.
Yes, we want to keep the chat room.
But then if you want to watch the, you know, except for you can't see the commercials. You can't see the craziness at the break. But you can see all the movement. We've got three cameras in here now.
And note that the audio will be turned off during the commercials.
They can still see what's going on, though, right?
They'll either have a graphic or the camera.
Okay.
Depending on, if you guys get carried away, I may switch over to the
children. Okay. Anyway, we're trying that. We're going to make it.
Can I have a little bit more headphone, please?
Thank you. Okay. All right. Hey, today we've got a big show. We've got, we're going to introduce you in a second, but I'm not finished yet.
Well,
you've been talking.
I have a lot of things I want to talk about
you know
this
what?
Morning.
Linda, please, take the show. The beautiful Linda.
Well, first of all, I would like all of us to wish Bob Belongi a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Really, in fact, it was yesterday, but we did the remembrance of Pearl Harbor, but really, Bob Belongi was born on yesterday, and we want to...
Yeah, I wasn't born yesterday.
We're celebrating.
Another attack on America.
Yeah, we are celebrating Bob. And the other thing that don't we want to share was that the Olive Garden came by yesterday. I don't want to forget this, because the Olive Garden is doing this wonderful outreach. It's a hospitality program where they're coming, and they did a great big thank you to us. And I just can't say enough about
Olive Garden.
Served us, brought us lunch, and it was fabulous because it was Bob's birthday. It was really our second anniversary. But they were saying thank you for our involvement in the community, which our involvement in the community is really about you guys spurring us on and encouraging us to be love the community the way that we do. So it all, you know, washes out, but and comes together, and you know
it does. It was a great event, and we thank Olive Garden a lot. I mean, it was just a complete surprise. They had said, "Hey, we'd like to bring you lunch because we appreciate a lot of the things that you do." So,
all right,
okay,
and we're going to do our
regular Wells Fargo advisor, do our market minute with Chris Lasondak. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over half an hour into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 79 points at 12,116. The S&P 500 off 12 points at 1248, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 20 points at 2628. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 120 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 12 cents at 577. Alcatel-Lucent down 11 cents at $1.56. General Electric down 21 cents at 16.53, while Pfizer's off a nickel at $20.42. Of local interest, PG&E down 19 cents at $38.17. Safeway's off 12 cents at $20.54, and North Valley Bank down 14 cents at $9.61. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.05%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down 69 cents a barrel at $99.80. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $27.44 an ounce at $17.1390, while silver's down 64 cents at $31.84. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have the Wells Fargo Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning and again in the afternoon. And we appreciate getting that information from our friends at Wells Fargo.
We're also hearing from the chat pack that people attended the Pearl Harbor ceremony and glad that they did. Of course, you know, our great heroes and a nation. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what we did last night.
Well, what we did last night, but also what's going to happen tonight that's really big, and a couple of other things that is happening. But tonight could be really a pivotal meeting that's being held at Turtle Bay, and we want to talk about that. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:11 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowman Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Getting back to the weather.
Currently 35 degrees downtown. Is that right, Bob? He's got so many. 39. Okay.
I knew it wasn't that cold.
It's actually, I knew it had to be 39. It's so funny how we go back and forth with this weather. It does vary. Again, we talked about that yesterday. Went from 30 to 36. But, you know, we took a walk this morning. And it does, we have a morning frost this morning. Going to be high today. The temperatures are going to get to be about 65. Area frost tonight, so cover up those citrus trees or rose bushes with
lows, smudge pots.
Lows of around 35 degrees. And do you want to talk about, well, no, you've got this meeting that you want to get to tonight.
Yeah, we also have John Dixon.
Oh, my gosh.
On
we've got
hey, John,
so much going on this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I have two things I need to say to you guys real quick.
Okay.
First of all, I want to remind everybody out in the vast radio listening audience in Northern California that we are having a Chat Pack breakfast this morning at 10 o'clock at the Country Kitchen.
Yes.
And the chief of police is going to be there visiting with us, and we're not going to overwhelm him. We're just going to have him join our crew for a little while.
Yay.
That's right. We're going to welcome him, not start an inquisition.
Bombard him.
And leave the torches. Leave the torches at home.
Yeah.
The little knuckle busters that you screw down. No more of that.
The last thing I have to say.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Bob.
Happy birthday to Bob.
Happy birthday,
dear Bad
Bob.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, we love it.
Hey. Okay, guys, bye.
Big homage.
Hey, okay. Oh, yeah, big meeting tonight, Turtle Bay. And it's not what your usual Turtle Bay meetings are. This goes from 5:30. Write this down, my friends. From 5:30 to 7:30 at Turtle Bay, the members of the California Fish and Wildlife Strategic Vision Executive Committee, you know, the Department of Fish and Game, are going to gather input on a draft of a plan that maps out the future for the Department of Fish and Game and California. And this, let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of activist groups there. Redding Tea Party, agricultural groups are going to be there. The California Outdoor Heritage Alliance is urging hunters and fishermen to be there because they want to be just not outnumbered by the environmental and anti-hunting groups that are sure to be involved in this vision planning process. And I'll tell you why is that the Department of Fish and Game has already said they've partnered up with the Humane Association, which is not a pro-hunting or even a pro-taking care of the hunters or fishermen group. What the thing is what does it mean when they're going to do this? They're talking about, you know, all the problem we've had up in Siskiyou County with the threatened taking away of water rights, personal rights of the people up there who have had the water in their families and has been as in writing for centuries. For over a century, in many cases, they're being told that the permits are necessary to prompt irrigators to comply with state laws that protect the fish, coho salmon, which, from what I understand, aren't even native to the area. Anyway, it's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at Turtle Bay, and I urge you to go because the committee's proposals. Just let me give you a couple of them. Finding ways to keep decisions based on scientific evidence isolated from the political process. Ha. Ha. It didn't say ha-ha in there. I said ha-ha. Do you actually believe that that's true, that this Department of Fish and Game are not going to have anything to do with a political process? This is one of your favorites and one of my favorites, adding more stringent penalties for those caught harming wildlife. Harming wildlife, by the way, is not leaving enough water in an area for those endangered non-indigenous animals. Including the possibility of creating a special prosecutor in Sacramento. Okay. Do you know what it's saying? They're coming after you. Finding ways to find a stable funding source. Oh, taxes. And, of course, using efforts by partners to promote the DFG's mission. The draft proposal lists the Humane Society, resource conservation districts, as possible resources. Now, when they wrote this, said the strategic vision is to address biodiversity management, sustainable ecosystem functions, mentions global warming, climate change, renewable energy, fisheries restoration, use of technology and budgeting while reducing dependence on the state general fund. But it doesn't say anything about the hunters and fishermen who provide a third of the money to the Department of Fish and Game about protecting us. I promise you that there's going to be changes in the Department of Fish and Game, and you need to get down there. I do not usually go to these, but tonight I am. I was just going to not go do anything tonight except go to Linda's show. But from 5:30 to 7:30 at Turtle Bay Museum, I'm going to be there. I recommend all of you all be there, too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, tonight's On the Spot with Linda Bott. We do that Thursday nights, and we've got, you know, wonderful things about shopping and stuff like this. But this is just so, as you should be there, Carl. And
well, you know what I see is, I see this as another thing. I'm sorry, honey. I see this as another way that they're going to go in there. Oh, this is our strategic vision here. We want to listen to you. And, of course, they don't. It's just like, you know, how long did it take us to get the trails opened again? And it wasn't because they wanted to.
I think what a lot of people who, the people who are listening right now that are activists, and those of you who maybe think, I'm tired, it's Christmas time, they slide it in right now when everybody's got parties. I mean, this is a crazy time
of course
of
they
year.
Do.
And this is the important time to ask questions and don't. Again, we hear this so many times. People can't answer yes or no. And I know when I first met you, you were like, that's a direct question. I used to think, yeah, well, it's a yes or no question. There is no, well, no, yes or no. It makes you, it holds your feet to the fire. Something really quick and clean about that. It's like, what do you call it, a clean kill?
Oh, well, we would call it that. We gotta take a break. We're going to come back.
On that note.
Yeah, on that one. You know, at 7:30, we've got Jake Manguson here talking about adoptive family, which is really a timely subject. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, we've got our brand-new Reading Police Chief, Rob Pelletti, is going to be with us. And as part of our ongoing, we had Peter Hansen on before, and Chief Pelletti is just kind of continuing that with us. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, it is 7:21 in the morning. It's 35 degrees out there. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR. Ow. Wait, let me hear that. Oh.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and
Brew. We
gotta
go there.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let me finish this real quick. Espresso Joe's, special coffee.
Oh, I could use
barristers.
It.
Oh, you could use it.
I
right?
need somebody
you need
to
something.
Bring me a quad.
A what?
Bring me a quad right now.
A quad.
You're driving by. Please,
oh,
someone.
You mean a quad? Oh, you're talking about a quad, like a quad shot of espresso?
Well, no, I could use that inside a. Like a large latte with quad shot and some kind of scone would be like, could I just dream?
Yeah, why don't you just keep dreaming like that? Here, let me give you 20, run down the street here. Drive over to Espresso Joe's, and they give discounts to veterans, and they have every type of coffee and scone you can think of, plus all the great gifts for Christmas. Joe and Shelley have been there for over 30 years. They, like I said, they give discounts to veterans. They help this community. They are an integral part of this community with not only do they honor veterans, but they have the honesty and integrity that you want to do business with people.
Get your jingle crunch on.
Okay, what happened last night?
Okay, so Carl and I...
Not everything.
Carl and I went, and also Bad Bob and Brenda Belongi were there, and our good friends, Mike and Bertha, went to the opening night of the Shasta High School Madrigal performance. Unbelievable. We've never been before. I have to say, well, there's probably four times that I can tell you that I'd put the napkin under my eyes, because it welled, I just... you know, it's the Pilgrim Congregational Church. They sell out every year. I have not been able to make it ever, and I've heard about it, and have had friends that have had friends in high school, and they've been involved with the music program. And we had the kids on. We had the high school students on.
And they, you know, they're. It's almost like they have to be seniors to be in the singing part of it. I mean, the big, you know, the. The choir, but you're shaking your head.
Exactly,
no.
Sure,
we're not sure about that.
But
there has to be 50 or 60 young people in
there. I think it's the entire music department. So they have, it's unbelievable, first of all, the feeling of that many vocalists who stay in character the entire evening. It does actually transport you into another time. And they are a clear, you know, I didn't see... Okay, I have to say this. I didn't see any really made-up tattooed piercing. Nothing. They were fresh, alert, and they
in character the whole time.
Fabulous costumes. And then they had these portions where they would bring the brass ensemble on and the wood ensemble on, and then the violin section and the king and queen and court, and every table had four or five high school students that were in the madrigals or they were in the choir and they were dressed in costume and they attended to the table. It was
a
fabulous evening. I can't say
enough. If you have not been there before, you need to go. Just call Shasta Union High School. Yeah, call Shasta Union.
Is it Shasta Union?
Yeah, Shasta High School.
What is it, Bob?
The official name, Shasta Union High School.
Okay, that's right.
Shasta Union High School.
Okay.
And give them a call about tickets. If you haven't been there, you need to go see it. And if you've been there before, go back and see it again. It's, they also raise money for the music department. And as you know, the state of California is cutting money from the education sources so they can give it to illegals coming across the border. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't. That's not the primary
reason.
No, that's
not the note. We're not going to go there.
No, we're not going there. But the madrigals are... You know what? It was a magic night. I enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect, but you know, I mean, the young people that were working our table never once got out of character.
And
never once.
And to sit still for that long, it was great. It was a wonderful. I mean,
they work
you sit down.
And it was good. It was
you're served a dinner, and anyway, I can't say enough. Except for the fact that I'm frustrated over the new Gmail and the Google has to change stuff, and I'm just like. I just got on it this morning and thought, why?
Do you think you're frustrated? How do you think Rog Bogdanovich feels with 14 years in the slammer, the only politician in Illinois to ever be caught doing something bad?
You think they're making an example?
I think that
the Dems maybe are just a little.
I just think is that how stupid is this guy? He's the only one that's ever gotten caught in Illinois. And has to go to jail. You know, everybody else there does the same things he does and probably worse.
They had him on
tape. They don't go to jail.
They had him on tape. They had a lot of juice on this guy.
Hey, give me a job, and I'll give you the senator's job. I mean, come on. How smart is that? Rod, you need to go to jail. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Jake Mangus, we're going to be talking Adopt a Family.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with the market slipping into negative territory. Investors keeping an eye on the latest developments in Europe. Eurozone leaders are preparing for a critical summit in Belgium over the region's debt crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points. The European Central Bank cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points, down to 1%. President Mario Draghi says the ECB is not considering any more easing, and today's decision was not unanimous. Draghi also said the EU's current fiscal situation is unsustainable and consolidation is unavoidable. Back in the U.S., jobless claims fell to a 9-month low, a sign the labor market may be improving. 381,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, a bigger drop than expected. The 4-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, is down for the 9th time in 11 weeks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Tis the season of some assembly required, so stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa Know How! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring The Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne, champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio, and Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning. It's December the 8th, 2011. We're quickly running out of year here.
Well, we have with us this morning, of course, Jake Mangus. And before we go to Adopt a Family, I just have to say at the break, Matt Mosley! Big hugs and kisses brought me some coffee.
And a scone.
Well, you know, we worked out this morning, and I was running late, so got here right at the time, and I didn't get my, you know, whatever. So thank you to start my Thursday morning so fabulously.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in the business since November 20th, 1985. If you've got saws, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, garden equipment, axes, anything, chainsaws, chainsaw blades, the chainsaws. They will fix them. They will repair them. They will have them for you. What can I say? They do great work. A local business, they are the ones to take anything to that needs to be sharpened. And it's that time of the year again when you're cutting wood. You're cutting trees. You're doing it all so you can stay warm this winter. You take all of your blades and axes, anything. Take it down for sharpening to R&B Sharpening, located at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, heading down toward Anderson, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. Look at their website, bandsaw-blades.com. Great people, great work.
With us right now is Jake Mangus. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Absolutely.
We just kind of get you out of your Sunday group here.
Absolutely. And we know that on the weekends that you do a 30-minute segment on the Don Shulman Show doing sports.
It's just an enjoyable experience for me. That's something that I was looking to do, some sort of a creative outlet. And then when Judy Maxwell and Don Shulman called me and said, hey, we've got this 30-minute sports talk show, would you consider coming in and doing that for us, I said, let me think about it. Okay, sure, I'll do it. So,
well, Judy Maxwell, yeah. I can't say enough about her. She is just, and Dawn, Judy is, yeah, we just love her. But anyway, so thank you for being part of our team and that they're part of our team and all that good stuff.
Great people. It's just it's a fun thing to do. I think that Dawn is a character and Judy is a sweetheart. So,
and they completely
know,
are
nice connection there.
Absolutely, and they're just like you in the sense that the like-minded as far as what can I
great
do
people.
To help my community be
you know,
a better place.
And it's
yep, true.
It
yes.
is. And you know, and we are proud to have Don and Judy with us on the on our family here at KCNR, and then now you, our latest addition.
Fun thing to do.
Well, Jake Mangus, we obviously in the paper, but we had you scheduled Northern Valley Catholic Social Service Adopt a Family program. Just give us a breakdown. Tell our listeners as they're driving, as they're at home listening to us on the internet, what is the organization all about?
Well, with this this program is a part of Northern Valley Catholic Social Service locally in Shasta County and also in many of our other counties. The agency serves six counties in the North State from the Oregon border all the way down to Gridley in Butte County, over to Trinity County, and Tehama and Glenn, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a large organization, and then this program is one of the best ways in which we're known, I think, because people understand that around Christmas time, there are many families that are taking care of the necessities of life, making sure that the rent's paid, the energy bill is paid. If they can get those two things taken care of and put a little food on the table, they're doing great in a lot of cases. So the Adopt-A-Family program provides those extras, the Christmas presents for the children that they wouldn't otherwise be able to afford. So we always think about it in that way. That's bringing the joy of Christmas to children in the North State. And through this program, thousands of kids receive a Christmas that probably wouldn't otherwise. And then, you know, I did mention the extras of Christmas, the presents and all of that, because the kids, whether or not they come from a place of means, they want a lot of the stuff that's out there right now and exciting and everything. But what really warms the hearts of the donors, I think, is when they get online and they look at the descriptions and they see that the parents are, in fact, working in a lot of cases. And they're looking for some of those necessities, too, like pots and pans and blankets. And it really breaks the heart of people, but it also warms their hearts and to see that the kids not even ask for, you know, a toy, but to say, I want a pillow and a blanket and some pants.
And how about diapers?
And diapers. these types of things that that we can take for granted but are expensive in a lot of ways, and also they become so necessary too for people's health and wellness and all that.
Yeah. I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can get involved with this and a little bit more about Jake Mangus.
Okay.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It is 7:40 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:43 in the morning on December the 8th. We're running out of time here. We've only got, I think, 17 shopping days left for Christmas. I mean, that includes Christmas Day, which is where most of the guys go out. I will have a list of places that are open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day if you want to get out at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Go out and get those final gifts of oil and stuff from the 7-Eleven for your bride. You
know, so
you
oil?
Can
use,
yeah, well, that's the only thing they have. You can wrap it up and make some combs. You get combs and perhaps, you know, aspirin because you're going to have a headache when
this
you start
all,
opening
these
this up.
These are all practical gifts.
These are practical gifts. Where do you go, Bad Bob, on Christmas morning to get gifts?
Well, yeah, the corner store works. You can pick up a number of
can always get like a bottle of that expensive wine.
Everything
at $2.30. Yeah, the car, run down, get the car, you know, You know what I've resorted to is writing out things. I will give you a back massage, you know, those
you,
kind
you,
of things.
You can decorate many many packaged confection, you know, Twinkies, ho-hos, things like that. You can actually create festive holiday treats.
The only thing you have to be able to do is wrap. If you can wrap good, then you can just bring home almost anything.
Okay,
you know?
This is what's good, and I'm going to do a quick little plug
Not
here.
Not roadkill. She didn't like that.
Dandelion, down two doors down. What I love about that is that girls can go in there and do their wish list, and if a guy is going, oh, I don't know what to do, go into Dandelion because it's already pre-picked out. It's already pre-picked, whatever you want to call it. And they'll wrap it. So when a woman opens up, it's like, oh, my God, I love this. This is what I wanted. So that is a very cool thing.
And the help that I need. So.
Yes, and of course. And so let's get right down to Adopt a Family,
okay.
2011. Jake Mangus, who runs the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. I would like to, you brought in a wonderful brochure. We're going to leave some of those here at the front desk here.
Thank you.
At KCNR. A couple things that we have here is words of thanks to our donors. Thank you so much for sharing your Christmas with our family. It brought tears of joy to us to know that there are people like you that care. One, my family thanks you from the very bottom of our hearts. It's caring, loving people like you in this world that make it a better place. Another one, our deepest appreciation to everyone. I hope someday to be able to help a family in need as you have helped us. So how do these families come to you?
They are actually referred to our agency through many sources. Oftentimes it will be Shasta Head Start or Cypress School, Juniper School. They have to go through this process of being connected with whoever represents them, whether they have a social worker or a case manager that's actually assigned to their family throughout the year. Or it could be from a teacher of a class that recognizes that little Tommy could use the help and that this family is legit, you know. So that's the way that we are able to ensure that the families do have a legitimate need that come to us. So then we send out a certain number of referrals to our different sources, and then it's up to them to find the families that really need the help. And the I've been talking to some of our case managers and social workers at the agency at NVCSS, and they say that they actually do use it as an incentive for doing the right thing for their family throughout the year. I mean, coming to their appointments, making sure that they are staying up on what's healthy for their babies, staying away from adverse things in their lives. You could name it and
absolutely,
you know, stay away from the bad stuff.
Jake, tell us about how many families are now registered within this program.
In Shasta County alone this year, we have 520 families that we are trying to get adopted. And actually, Sunday, December 11th, so that's just a few days away, that's the last day that the public can adopt families. Because of the enormous amount of shopping that we have to do and organization to get all of the gifts to the families and everything, close the program on a certain date so that we have time to adopt all of the unadopted families. And so this year we anticipate having, maybe 100 to 120 families that we are going to have to adopt as an agency. And we use the cash donations that come into our organization to do that. So no family goes unadopted. If you're referred to the program, you're going to get adopted. So we make sure that we take care of all the families that are sent to us. And thankfully, the community does come through for us. If they don't have time to shop, often is the case, they'll just send us money and they'll say, please shop for a family for me because I don't have time this year. And then we have volunteer shoppers that go and do that.
Okay, so I have a question for you because that's perfect. Help me with this. I want to personally pledge that Carl and I are going to adopt a family. And what I would like to see if we can do that, or when we do that, is that is there some kind of you've adopted this family? Because what I would like to do is pass this on to my nieces and nephews. And, you know, they're in their 20s and they're working. They're not homeless. They don't have children.
Sure.
I would like to have a card that said, Merry Christmas, and through our donations in your name, you have, and we as a family have adopted this family. Is there a way that when we adopt the family, that we make copies and we know that, okay, I didn't get that $50 gift card from Target, but I know that that $50 or that $25 gift card or money went towards this family.
Yes. Yep, and that's the choice of the donor. You can actually get on our website at nvcss.org, and you can scan down all the families based upon the size of the family that you're willing to adopt, because we have family sizes from 1 to, like, 11. So you just have to work in where you are with what you want to take on. And then you can find the situation that appeals to you as well, because some people have more of an affinity to help a teen mom versus grandparents who are raising their grandkids in their home, you know. So there are many different scenarios, and usually one just resonates with you. And then so you say, okay, I'm going to send in X amount of dollars, and I want the agency to adopt family number such and such with this money. So that way you know that we're going to take care of that specific family.
So you can either go and tell us your website again, or you can go to your office. I'm sure you probably have, when you come to the offices, there would also be like, not the, but like the, not a resume, but kind of the information on
the
family.
Everything is on the computer, which may sound intimidating to some folks. And so we encourage people to come down to the office, 2400 Washington Avenue, and you might meet with Megan or Kathy or Jonathan, and they will walk you through the process. You don't have to touch a single key or a mouse on the computer, and you can look through all the scenarios and pick one that's for you. So that's 2400 Washington Avenue. That's right off of Park Marina Drive, close to Movies 8, close to North Valley Bank's location there. It's a parallel road. It used to be the Forest Service years ago, where you'd get your Christmas tree permit.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming through, Jake, and doing this. And how long does this go on?
This actually, the public adoption period ends Sunday, and then it goes into the time when we are Santa's Workshop full-fledged for the next week and a half.
So we have a couple days to get online.
Yep.
Again, give us the website.
It's nvcss.org, or go on Google and put in Adopt a Family Reading, and you'll get it. So
okay.
Or if you need to be physically see it, go to, again, your offices.
It's 2400 Washington Avenue in Reading, by Park Marina Drive. It's called Washington Plaza as well.
And it must be a phone number, too.
And the phone number is 241-0552, 241-0552, here in Reading.
Well, Jake Mangus, you do great work.
Thank you.
It's Adopt a Family 2011. Jake Mangus is spearheading this, obviously. We thank you so much. And I think what I need to do, I need to come to the office, because I'm like, I need to have a hands-on. I want to meet people. I want to write my check. I want to adopt the family on behalf of, you know, Carl. And I think that we are so appreciative as the community that this is how we keep ourselves strong.
It's a great statement. We agree with that statement wholeheartedly, and we'd love to have you there and show you what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay, thank you, Jake, so much.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Linda.
Merry Christmas. Take a quick break when we come back. We think we got a surprise guest out there, too.
Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. An educated person has more choices in life, and Jeff Wurst knows that. He can fix little dings or cracks up to 24 inches long. He's worked on our car windshields, and I can tell you this, it is perfect. He guarantees his work. He's at 3208 South Market Street. 530-241-8373 is his phone number, a veteran. And this man, like I said, guarantees his work and does great job on windshields. Hey, Rick Bassetti, just as he was walking through, we snatched him and brought him in here for a few minutes. He's going to be on the show on the 14th.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
You just had something that just happened, right?
Yeah, I just announced on Tuesday at noon my official candidacy the new District 1.
But you called us while you were right in the middle of all that, on the road, called us and said, you're
over.
Doing it. Yeah. You're doing yeah, it. Yeah, 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 and we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it.
How's it feel so far?
Been out running hard. A mental picture is that squirrel in the middle of the road with his tail straight in the air, I'm just running everywhere, and just heading all over the place here. But it's been good. We spent a day in Plumas County the other day and met a lot of good people, getting a lot of good positive feedback in Plumas. And over in Lassen, too. My family went there in 1920, and my grandfather lived there 73 years, and I still have I have relatives, Quincy, Chester, Westwood, Susanville, so I have to go reacquaint myself with all the family.
Well, you probably have no family up there to, did you get them out there and register them to vote?
The Italians, they figured that one out a long time ago.
That's great.
You were just in Sacramento here yesterday.
Yesterday I went down. I was invited down to a very nice Christmas gathering by former Assemblyman Stan Statham, and he brought me down there and got to stand with the governor last night while Stan was talking with his wife, and then met a lot of former assemblymen, senators, that sort of thing. We're talking about the campaign and the new district, and there was a lot of buzz down there about the new paradigm that we're in, with this open primary. So you had all these analysts in there talking about this open primary and what's going to be happening, and most of it was, it's kind of like running down the middle of the road. They're not really sure if it's going to be good, going to be bad, and I think what it is you have this big entity that's accustomed to predictability,
yeah,
and now it's going to be unpredictable, and they don't feel good with that.
Well, I'm not sure. I think that for me, what I believe, I know people say, well, it gives more people with more middle of the road type of viewpoints a chance, but what I see is it just takes away any of those independent parties. They're gone. Because they're not going to be able to, it's going to be really rare if they can swing enough votes to get into the general election then.
I think that was a kind of a topic last night too.
Any party, Greens, Independents, Libertarians, anything, they're for all intents and purposes gone.
Yeah. Well, as an example, in this particular race, in the last two times in this race, the Libertarian member received like 10% of the vote.
That's right.
And so that would not get him into the. Into the final general election.
And then there's 10% of the votes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So then you've got.
Well, what'll happen, though,
the
other part of the topic was they were going to say that those people will now play between the other two finalists, though.
Yeah.
And so people are going to have to look at going and how you're going to appeal to those people.
Yeah, I guess. And it's just maybe it'll take some of the crazies out of Sacramento. Maybe it'll just add crazier ones down there.
Well, it can't get any worse.
Well, that's true. Okay, Rick Bassetti running for, of course, he's our city councilman and running for our state the new district in the state assembly. And you're going to be on next week on the 14th.
Yeah, thank you for that invite,
well,
by the way.
Well, you know what? We want to have both sides on so we can get it out there. This is okay. Carl Linda Bott. We've got to take a break.
Stay well in your run.
That's right. Chief Rob Belletti, our new police chief, is going to be on it right after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Attorney General Eric Holder agrees with critics. Fast and Furious was bad.
Guns lost during this operation will continue to show up at crime scenes on both sides of the border.
But House Republicans want more answers from him about what he knew about the operation. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
A big question from House Judiciary Republicans. What will happen to Justice Department officials accused of misleading Congress about the botched gun running operation?
I think that some heads should roll.
Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner calling specifically for Holder to fire a top deputy.
The Justice Department has released facts. And I think that's what we need to focus on.
Attorney General Holder accusing Republicans of playing political gotcha games instead of working on legislation to actually strengthen gun trafficking laws, Dave.
Jared, Republicans are putting together their plan to extend the payroll tax cut into next year, and House Speaker Boehner also wants to extend long-term unemployment benefits.
It would also include some of our jobs initiatives, such as the Keystone Pipeline and Boiler Mac.
However, President Obama has warned Republicans he'd veto any bill including Keystone, the pipeline project he delayed, bringing oil down from Canada. Senate Republicans are getting ready to block a presidential nominee, Richard Cordray, but not because he isn't qualified. They just opposed the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau he would lead. Democratic leader Harry Reid is frustrated.
This is the first time in Senate history a party has blocked a qualified candidate solely because they disagree with the existence of the agency that's being created by law.
And that vote is going on at this hour. New life for a death row inmate in Arkansas. The state Supreme Court has this morning tossed out Erickson Dimas Martinez's conviction because a juror tweeted during his trial and another one slept. A cardinal is now an angel. Albert Pujols will leave St. Louis to sign a 10-year deal with the Los Angeles Angels. The three-time MVP first baseman will make $250 million. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar emergency.
My body's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Okay.
Please.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropicare. I can accomplish you.
Hello?
Somebody please. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going through.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Thank you, the policeman.
You did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Secretary of State Clinton is defending the U.S. missile defense program in Europe.
This is not directed at Russia. It is not about Russia.
Insisting the threat we're worried about is Iran, but the Russians are threatening to build up their arsenal in response.
It is certainly not a cause for military countermeasures.
Now, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is also mad at Clinton for something else, accusing her of drumming up election protests.
Putin told reporters here in Moscow that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gave a signal to his opponents encouraging them to protest. Putin went on to say the anti-Kremlin activists began their work with the support of the U.S. State Department. And he warned people working for foreign governments who tried to influence Russian politics would be held accountable. Opposition leaders have staged 3 days of protests here, alleging ballot stuffing and vote rigging in Sunday's parliamentary elections. And they say more protests are planned. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
Pope Benedict is planning to visit Cuba this spring. He would be extending the trip that was made in 1998 by Pope John Paul II that helped ease decades of tensions between the Vatican and Cuba under Castro. First, Alec Baldwin said he'd never fly American again. Now he's off Twitter. after now being famously kicked off a plane.
Alec Baldwin, forced off a flight about to leave L.A. for New York Tuesday, now apologizing to other passengers who had to wait. He says he was just playing a game on his cell phone and was singled out by a flight attendant for not turning it off. The airline and this passenger say it was more than that.
He was on his phone and he didn't want to get off the phone. Then he snuck into the bathroom and became a little bit irate.
The actor writing on the Huffington Post website that other passengers were on their phones too and that usually flight attendants don't care when the plane's sitting there delayed. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 60 points despite another report showing falling unemployment. First-time jobless claims fell to 381,000, the fewest since February last week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad. 8:05 in the morning, December the 8th, 17 more shopping days until Christmas.
Ugh.
And I'm counting Christmas Day, though, when we get here.
We have a beautiful new car, and so I'm going to let you off the hook.
Well, you know, I'm going to put a ribbon on it. SJ Denim.
I may put a few suggestions in your head. According to my Reading weather, it says currently 28 degrees. I don't get why mine says 28. He says 38. So there we go. We're going to say it's currently 38 degrees. Morning frost this morning with a temperature that is going to reach around 65. Area frost this evening with a low of 35.
You know,
weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
What's going on up in Selmo's? We got, I know they have great lunches. I mean, I know the dinners are going this
weekend.
Lots
of Christmas parties, brunch.
Oh, that's right. They are having a lot of parties.
Fabulous
up there.
Gift shop there with really reasonable prices, really fun stuff. And, of
we
course, New Year's Eve
brunch.
Is the big gala. It's an 18-piece orchestra, a casino night, six-course meal with wine pairing. And Stephanie Foose will be doing a music to begin the evening. You'll arrive and have hors d'oeuvres and wine. And for those people who don't want to drive, they have a transportation on a beautiful coach bus from the Red Lion to Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Red Lion and up to Anselmo's. Not only that, but they're having a silent auction, and then the proceeds for that are going to go to this veteran program with an equine assistance program where veterans can go into the be paired up with horses and as a way of helping them cope with PTSD, security things, it's a great program. We had the guy that runs it on here the other day, and I tell you, we were sold on it. Okay, you know, before we start with our honored guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, and we're going to get our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are drifting lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 96 points at 12,099. The S&P 500 off 14 points at 1247, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 22 points at 2627. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 218 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 21 cents at 18.76, Intel off 41 cents at 25.25, Microsoft down 3 cents at 25.57, while Apple is up $4.29 at 393.37. Of local interest, Safeway down 8 cents at $20.58, Walmart down 15 cents at 58.36, and Ready Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at $3.29 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.02%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down $1.81 a barrel at $98.68, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $30.15 an ounce at $1,711.59, while silver's down 89 cents an ounce at $31.59. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisor do that Market Minute for us at 710, 810, 905 in the morning, and again in the afternoon to find out from an expert what's going on in the stock market, because it is sure as heck well above me. Hey, when we get back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, and this is your first official monthly appearance on the show.
We so appreciate you.
Yeah, you know, knowing that for the next 10 years that you're going to be here on a Thursday at this time of the month for the next 10 years.
I'm kind of hoping for 12. I hope you don't cut me off at 10.
No, no, no. We'll cut you.
Like
I may cut myself off at 10. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:09 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking elves, would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday. If you've been pondering what to get that special someone in your life, how about a heartwarming Toyo kerosene heater? It will do the trick. And forget about that chainsaw sitting in the garage. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can order fuel, pay online. We have gift certificates for everything in the plant but Ricky and Johnny. We have clear pearl for all the small portable heaters and propane for all the others. Northern Lights Energy, your one-stop shop for everything from chicken eggs to pomegranate jelly. We do it all. Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:12 in the morning on December the 8th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Go out and talk to Mike Huber. He does great work. We have one of his examples. He brought it over so we could use it in our backyard. Is a fire pit. And, you know, it's made of granite that he polishes. And I tell you what. It is absolutely beautiful.
It was the gathering spot.
I mean, you can put eight people around it and have this, you know, the gas flame there from the propane tank, which, by the way, is after being used for like 10 or 12 hours, is still burning strong.
Yeah. Very tribal.
Yeah, and he, you know, if you've got a budget, he can put granite or marble into your house, into your bath, into your kitchen, you know, outside, you name it, he can do it because he does his own work and he does great work. His phone number is 241-7866 or 241-STONE, or go to his website, estategranite.com. Mike Huber, our guest today, and we're happy that he is with us.
Also and, joining us for breakfast at the Chat Pack this morning at Country Kitchen
is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you? How's it been? How's your first month?
Very busy.
Is it?
Very busy. At times I feel kind of like Stretch Armstrong. So I'm trying to get out to as many places as I can, as fast as I can, to meet people and talk about issues and other things and give them my thoughts and ideas and try to learn as much as I can about the Reading community and still learning the Reading Police Department, trying to stay inside the walls of the department as much as I can to kind of, you know, learn the workings of the Reading Police Department and kind of earn my place of leadership within that organization. So it's been a very busy month.
Well, I imagine it has. If you've got a question for the chief, give us a call at 530-605-4567 or drop us a note right here in the chat pack.
KCNR 1460 just hit live chat, And we'd love to bring you into the chat room.
Or you can go over to, Bob, where are we at? Where are we? How are you doing this? Live streaming of just as beta testing.
Yeah, it's probably going to be an either or. If you try to have both up, you're going to have conflicting audio streams. And I don't know how we're going to work that out. But if you type in livestream.com/freefireradio, all run together, you'll access our page. You'll put up with a 30-second commercial and... just note, when we break away for commercials network, the audio turns off due to contractual obligations.
But you can still see us.
You can still see us, yes. Or there'll be a graphic.
And if you can't tell what we're doing just because you don't have the sound, then there's something wrong, because you'll see us doing strange things in between. Chief, what's been the biggest surprise since you came aboard?
Actually, I'm, you know, coming from Stockton, the Stockton community tends to be a little apathetic to crime because they're just so used to seeing so much of it. And it's nice to come to a community that actually, where crime's a big deal, that cares about their community and wants to be involved. And it's a surprise, but it's a refreshing surprise to be able to interact with people that care so much about their community and want to be involved in the solutions to the problems that are here. And that's going to be great for us, you know, as we move back towards a more community policing philosophy and we go out in the community and try to solve problems in neighborhoods and find solutions.
Well, you know, when you say back into the community policing, is that going to be a different move that y'all are doing, or a different way of looking at things?
The way the Reading Police Department and it used to do it is they had neighborhood police officers and the neighborhood police program, so there were specific people out doing community policing. And what I want to take the department more towards is a generalist format where all the officers are doing community policing. And with the cutbacks in staffing and personnel, we just simply don't have people to dedicate just to doing community policing. So we have to get the entire department involved in that process. So, you know, if you have 50 officers in patrol and each one of them has a community policing project that they're working, that's 50 projects that you're working. Now, what took a dedicated officer 2 weeks to solve and get through a program or a problem-solving process may have taken 2 weeks, may not take us 10 weeks because that officer still has to answer calls for service. The important thing is we're still doing the projects and we're still working with the community to solve problems. So we're going to move more towards that direction.
Okay. One of the questions just came in is, how's the realignment figures? Is that the number of parolees and people that have been released or people are not leaving, how is that impacting on the community? Or do you have a feel for that yet?
I don't have a good feel for that yet. That's one of the things that the sheriff and I are going to talk about in the near future, is how many are coming in, how we're going to handle those. We have a realignment meeting coming up that I'll attend as well. So, you know, some of those questions I am still learning and I don't have a great grasp on yet, but those are the things, part those of these the, meetings that I'm going through.
Yeah, those are probably some of the – we probably had 4 or 5 shows specifically for the realignment questions, because of, you know, so many things. You know, everybody had something to say about that. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning. You're back.
Good morning, Carl. Of course I am. I won't sing this time, I promise.
Okay.
Run up the rest of your audience.
Well, we can just turn that one down. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good morning, Rob. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Or should I say chief? It's official. We'll say chief this morning. I wanted to let you know that, first of all, I have seen a change since you took over already, unless it's my imagination, and I'd like to ask you about that. Somehow or another, there seems to be more officers on patrol visually on the street, and I've seen more tickets written lately, and I've seen more physical presence. Is this something that you've directed, or is this something that was ongoing that you and Peter determined together?
The numbers of officers that are actually working patrol has not changed. One of the things that may be affecting that is that we've tried to make a good presence known for the holiday season, simply because the presence of officers and the visibility of officers deters crime. And crime and property crime tends to go up during the holiday season because so many people congregate in shopping centers, and that's what the criminals are looking for, too. They're looking for those opportunities. So we've tried to do a little bit of public relations campaign, trying to get out to the community to help them prevent themselves from becoming a victim. You know, don't leave the packages in the car, don't do things like that. But the officers have also focused on those high shopping areas, the motorcycles and other things, so that we can be out there as a deterrent to crime and protect the citizens that are shopping during the holiday season.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great. I think it's terrific. The more exposure, as you said, the less crime. It is noticeable.
Hey, John, have you noticed that maybe the fact that you notice a lot more is ever since they shut down the marijuana dispensaries?
And you know what? Are you trying to imply that perhaps my perceptions are limited because of those? Because
they had the John Dixon wing in the Power to the People Collective?
Huh? Good Lord. You know what? I was at KCNR the other day, and one of your motorcycle officers actually pulled somebody over right in front of the station and wrote them a citation. I don't know if that's PR on your part, Chief. I'm just kidding you here.
Well, I can kind of honestly tell you that I think the three things that affect your average honest citizen more than anything else are DUI drivers, bad drivers, and property crime. And so, you know, I think that there's a great benefit to the community to have good enforcement of traffic laws because it creates a safe environment for the average driver. It prevents damaging accidents, but well as preventing injuries from those accidents. So I do believe in good traffic enforcement as a way to protect the community.
Excellent, because I do too. And I'd like to point one thing out to you, if I could, Chief, just personal gripe of mine. It seems like there is. Has there been a change in the law of hands-free devices? Are they required that you use them when you're driving now?
It is a requirement to use a hands-free device when you're driving.
You have to, right?
Correct.
Or is it the other way around? You have to have one in your hand when you're driving, because that's what it truly seems like. Everybody's driving with it.
We got to take a break here.
Okay.
It's our time. Thank you, John. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. When we come back, we're going to discuss probably some things people should be looking for during the holidays to keep themselves safe and their shopping safe. And by the way, we had a number of other comments here in the chat room, too, Chief, that said other people have also noticed it seems like a stronger presence of the police out on the street. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker, Texas shooter, pie-gal, and lucky ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament. Thursday at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. At last, indulge in Party in the Pit on Monday, December 26th. Buck bet $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day. In the 21 Pit, Monday, December 26th. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:25 in the morning. It's 37 degrees out there. Carl Lindebot. I just want to remind everybody about the Northern California Wreaths Across America out there at the Veterans Cemetery this Saturday at noontime. They're going to have a ceremony out there that's going to include a short prayer, but the national anthem, of course, by the beautiful and very talented Lindebot. Pledge of Allegiance, some presentations. It's not going to take a lot, but then a long time. And then they're going to take the wreaths and put the wreaths out on the grave sites, on the gravestones. And it's really a memorable ceremony out there. And we have, if you've ever seen it, the first time we did it, it had snow, and it's just beautiful. Okay, we've got Angel's on the phone. Angel, good morning. You have a question for the chief.
Yes and no, but it's more rhetorical because, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning there. Hey there, Angel.
Let's start with that.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
My freaky button is the transients and the Cypress area, the City Hall area, around the Cypress Hilltop area.
How about Crackway?
The Dana area.
Yeah.
And I have to say, John, I totally agree. I have actually seen some of those transients holding signs being rousted, and I love it. I mean, I almost want to sit there and tape it because I can't believe it. But and I hope that, I mean, I you know a little bit about Stockton. I am from the Bay Area, but one of the things that that you don't see so much of driving through Stockton is the big problem that we have up here, and that's with these transients holding signs. And I'm hopeful that that is a focus of the new chief and welcome chief. And the other thing is that are you going to be doing neighborhood meetings, town hall meetings for some of the problem neighborhoods here? And I'll take my answer off of you. Thank you.
Actually, I was actually just talking about that the other day. What I want to do is I want to I'll probably wait till right after the holidays to do this so that it doesn't interfere with, you know, and I get a better response from the public. But I do want to hold some town hall meetings in a venue where people can come in and sit down and, you know, talk to me directly and express their concerns, and I can, you know, answer their questions it gives me a base to know where the community is coming from and what's important to them as we set our direction for the future at the start of the new year. So, yes, we will be having those town hall meetings, and I encourage people to come, and we'll get the word out through the media as to when and where those are going to be. As far as the transients go, I mean, it's an important problem because you know, a lot of, you know, from my experience, that not only are they just a blight problem, but that they're also they do commit some amount of crime as well. But there's also some stringent court requirements now in dealing with transients, and we do want to be at the same time compassionate to the situation that they're in, and when we encounter them, we want to try to point them to those programs that may be able to help them alleviate the problem of homelessness altogether, so that we don't have the problem. We solve the problem at its root cause, and that's the homeless issue to begin with.
And they've got this new idea about perhaps starting a camp. Somebody offered up some property for a camp sites for the homeless out off of, I think it was off of Placer out there. Which, of course, is going to have to be approved by somebody. But, you know, somebody that owns the property up there said, they can camp up here. They can, maybe the churches can run it or something like that. But I'm not sure if that's an answer.
I don't know. That didn't work so well in Sacramento. And that comes with issues, problems, and other things of its own. I don't know that there's one answer that works real well for the whole problem, except getting to the root cause of why are you homeless and trying to, you know, because each of these people, when you talk to them, has a different reason of why they've gotten to the point where they're homeless. Some of it's jobs, some of it's economics, some of it's, you know, their drug addiction. And if you can get down to what that root cause is and try to help them solve those problems, mental illness is a big one that creates people to be homeless. And if you can solve that root cause problem and solve the problem for that person of why they're homeless, then you can, you know, get them out of that culture and out of that whole strain of being homeless altogether.
You know, I looked at the somebody sent me a link to the Shasta mugshots. And I look on there. I look at all these people. That, I mean, there's just hundreds.
Our friend has an app on his phone.
So he can look at it, so he can see who's got arrested every day. I mean, just looking at all these, I mean, I look at people that I've never seen before. Of course, I mean, maybe there's reasons for that, but I mean, I travel a lot around town. I go to a lot of different things, and I never recognize these people. I don't know where, and they're being arrested for substance abuse or possession of drugs. Of course, the DUI ones, those are kind of like party shots from their, from going to school. They're all smiling. They're all like this. You know, it's kind of cute. But there's so many. I mean, how many people do we arrest around here a day? I mean, do you have an idea?
It's quite a few, but you got to understand that those mugshots are a combination of, you know, all the Shasta County agencies.
That's true.
So, you know, it makes it seem like we're arresting a lot more in Redding than we actually are because it's the whole county.
Okay. So. Hey, we got to take a break here. I know that's not a fair question. How many we arrest? I don't know. 5, 10? I'm not sure. Hey, we come back. We're going to talk about the future of the police department, things you want to do. We want to talk about some questions that have come up in the police. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. This is the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Senate Republicans blocked President Obama's pick to run a new consumer agency, not because anything's wrong with Richard Cordray, says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're not going to let the president put another unelected czar in place, unaccountable to the American people.
The Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid.
This is the first time in Senate history a party has blocked a qualified candidate solely because they disagree with the existence of the agency that's been created by law.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau started operating this summer. Jerry Sandusky's back out of jail, the former Penn State assistant football coach accused of sexually abusing young boys, posting $250,000 bail. He'd been rearrested on new charges yesterday. And the Arkansas Supreme Court throws out a death row inmate's murder conviction because of one juror sleeping and another sending Twitter internet messages from his phone during the trial. Fox News. We report. You decide.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There's no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 11th.
As we bring you The Adventure of the Phantom Chippendale.
Detective Grippenmeyer and his sidekick, Dr. Basil Percy Sage Rosemary Time, investigate mysterious floating furniture in this steampunk comedy.
This spicy comedy will be on Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhope, an optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and we are looking at a beautiful temperature today with, well, morning frost, but we're going to get to be around 65 today. It is, I'll tell you what, we are so lucky to be living in the North State, and I know we all share the moon, but I think the moon is especially beautiful right now.
I think so.
Christmas season with this fabulous
moon. Crisp and clear.
It's going to be a frosty night, so cover your plants, with temperatures getting to around 38 degrees. I just had a girlfriend text from Susanville, shout out to Lori, 16 degrees.
16 degrees in snow. Ooh. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, DC and Tim. And by the way, Tim's mustache is getting really, really grand.
They did a nice little do on you yesterday.
That's right. Went down and got my hair cut yesterday.
Hairs.
I got them all cut. And, you know, was there and be able to catch up on everything that's going on and, you know, looking at the heads they have on the wall. And there's one of them. It looks like a dinosaur head. I am not sure.
Chief, we need to send you there.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, you know.
Is that the Cypress Street Barbershop?
Yeah. You know what? There he goes. Chief gets his haircut there, too.
It is the guy, the last man's, what do you call it?
This is man's last stronghold.
My wife waited in the car.
No, they're polite to women. They don't talk to them, but they're polite to women. Linda caught up with the latest issue of Guns and Ammo.
Sat very quietly in the corner once.
My wife looked up, and it says man's last stronghold, and she said, I'm not going in there. I'm waiting in the car.
Good for her.
They're very, you know what? But you know what? You get in there, discounts to veterans, the whole thing. You know what? They're great people down there. Okay, our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. We've been talking about the vampires that go around at night. That's probably why we don't see a lot of them that y'all pick up. You've got plans. You'd like to see some things happen here in the department.
One of the things that I want to do starting in I kind of want to get through this initial phase where I get out and meet the community and talk to the community. And then when we start having these town hall meetings, I want to create a strategic plan that takes the direction of the department out about 3 to 5 years. And an important part of that is going to be that community input, which is the reason I want to do town hall meetings or some kind of format where I can find out what's important to the Reading community. So we want to set very accomplishable goals. We're going to look at some different ways that we do things in patrol to see if we can't arrange the schedules to give officers longer in the beat in which they work so that they get to know that beat better, that we can try to configure the patrol staffing to where it increases the number of officers on the street at any one time. So we're going to look at a lot of different things, and we're going to try some new stuff. And you know, you don't find out what works best unless you try something new. So we're going to try some things. Some things may work great. Some things may not. But we'll figure out what works best by trying new things and keeping an open mind on how we conduct policing.
How about that citizens on patrol? Something like that.
I want to increase the volunteer base that we have at the police department. There's some great opportunities for people to participate in the police department and participate in improving their community through Neighborhood Watch and other things. So that's part of that plan that we want to create starting in January.
I know there's a lot of retired law enforcement officers up here and a lot of retired military that might be able, you know, that might be a base for you to use as a reporting agencies that's organized to help be the eyes when you all can't be there.
Yeah, we're gonna look at a lot of different things and access a lot of different groups. And the main thing is just, you know, Neighborhood Watch is a great program, and it's a great way for people to meet their neighbors. And that's one of the biggest crime deterrents that we have in a neighborhood is the fact that the neighbors know each other and they look out for each other and they call if something is not normal or not right in their neighborhood. They see somebody that doesn't belong. They're concerned because the person's off looking in windows. They're looking at those big, pretty Christmas trees in the front window with the packages underneath it, which I always kind of suggest to people to move to the back of the house because it's what the criminal's looking for, too. But we also want to get some messages out on how to, you know, use crime prevention through environmental design. You know, the big bushes in front of the house are really pretty, but it's better if you trim them down so that you don't give the people places to hide. Trim the bottoms up so that if somebody's hiding in the bushes, you know, the officer driving by can see the feet rather than letting the bushes go all the way to the ground. And if you give a criminal a place to hide, dark spots, bushes that are overgrown and those kinds of things, that makes it very hard for the officer on patrol that's driving through the neighborhood to see somebody that's hiding that's trying to commit a crime. And, you know, I really think that anything that we can do to educate ourselves on how not to become an easy victim of a crime is a better is a better format. It's a whole new study in criminology called victimology that looks at how do victims contribute to their own victimization. And, you know, if you go to the mall for Christmas, you know, don't leave all the packages in the back of the car because, you know, that's what the person's looking for. You know, don't leave your purse in the car. Don't leave the $400 sunglasses or the laptop computer or the Wii in the back seat. You want to make sure that, you know, when you walk away from your car, it looks as sterile as possible because it doesn't tempt somebody when they walk up to want to break the window and take the stuff out of your car. So there's a lot of different things that we can educate the community on that helps us in our crime-fighting efforts.
Well, we've had some people on that have that actually teach classes on how to protect yourself from becoming a victim, and what happens if indeed you get grabbed. But that's the whole thing is changing your mindset of everything around me, I'm walking through Disneyland, and everything's great, to actually thinking to yourself, you know what, there may be people out there that want to steal my stuff.
And well, just, can I, FYI, I just want to say one thing really fast, and that's about the texting and the whole cell phone culture. Recently on, I just heard a report about that, especially in certain states in the Midwest, it is 50%, it has risen 50% as far as texting citations, and that they're trying to make that a law in some of the other states. But what I see is that, you know, out at the tables, out at restaurants, and on the way to the restrooms, out to the car, people are looking down, not around. And if you're looking down at a little contraption and you're trying to do this, how are you going to know if somebody's coming up on your backside or somebody's in a bush over here or somebody, you have to look to see if you're being watched. And I just wanted just to say my little reminder, especially, you know, women, when we're looking in our purses and trying to find that cell phone in our purse that's ringing, let it go to voicemail until you get into the car, okay?
Well, they just did a report. A reporter went to the mall on Black Friday in Sacramento, and she was able to just walk by and pick up, I think it was 6 or 7 purses off of people's shopping carts because they walk away and they're looking through. You know, the best advice that I can give you, if you're going to the store, don't take the big fancy purse and stuff. Put your ID and your credit card in your back pocket and go into the store, because then you have freedom to walk wherever you want to, and you don't have to worry about, you know, leaving your purse in the basket as you walk away, and then somebody walks by and picks it up, and you're cringing because I'm sure you do that too. You know, my job when we go shopping is to guard my wife's purse while she goes and shops. So, Carl, I guess that's going to be your job.
Oh, no, we always do that. I always do that. It's so, like, where's my purse? Right here.
Just think about those things as you go and you do it. And as long as you're keeping that in your consciousness, Reading, you know, relatively is a very safe community, but we still need to be aware that there is crime out there.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, and we're getting ready to do the Nutcracker here. It's too bad we just shut down the video for a minute because I may do a few pas deux.
Actually, the head ballerina is going to be on our show tonight.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Thank you. diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. Was that take a breath?
No, that's a, you know, our, brought to you by.
First of all, before we go to what this, I want to do that in just a moment. Bob, we've been getting emails about the streaming, and yes, we are working on the testing portion of video while we are on in the middle of the show. Could you please share with our listeners we're going turning off and on stuff?
Even the Wright brothers had a crash or two before they got that whole airplane thing
figured
out. It's
our first day at it, guys. You know, give us a break. Come on.
No, well, people want
to
be...
There's a lot of individual pieces that all have to work together in order to get this video stream working. And that was one of the reasons for the test today, was to see if we had a good, stable connection. And apparently, in my laptop wasn't able to keep up with the streaming. So we either have to reduce the quality or get a bigger boat, as it were.
Got it. Okay, there right. You go. I had to share that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's is inside of Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, get your jingle crunch. Get your jingle on, folks, if you want to get your Christmas presents or your how about?
Your perfect cigar.
Your perfect cigar and or espresso machine. You can buy them right there. They will give you lessons on how to get to make the best espresso, the best cappuccino. What do you like, Chief?
I make it in my kitchen with my little Italian pot.
See?
I have one of those.
They have those there, too. I like a good shot of espresso.
My aunt from Italy sends me Kimbo coffee from Italy, and I make it in my kitchen.
So you do the boiling and the thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just really comes up and you push it down.
Do you put a little lemon rind in any?
No, just good old coffee. I've been a soldier for 22 years, so most of the time I just drink Folgers.
And, in fact, if people don't know that, the chief is a lieutenant colonel in the California National Guard, and weren't you just selected for a command position?
Yeah, in January or February, I believe, I'll be taking command of 1st Battalion 223rd. It's the military police schoolhouse for the state of California.
That's great. You know, congratulations. Doing that, you've had two tours in Iraq.
Yes.
Have you been to Afghanistan?
I have not, and I don't really care to.
Yeah, you know, neither. I never, you know, they offered me that after I finished the last tour in Iraq, you know, after they brought me back out of retirement, said, hey, we got a spot for you in Afghanistan. I bet you do. But I just, you know, at that point, you know, I was, at that point, after 30-something years of going to these different places, that I had a choice of coming to Reading or going to Afghanistan.
Well, the next time I travel overseas, I would like for it to be Italy or England or Germany or somewhere that I actually want to go, not where somewhere that the Army determines that I need to go.
I'd like to go and just take a little train ride someplace, you know, and have a little gelato afterwards. Okay. We get questions coming in on, you know, in the chat room and others that, and this one always comes up, the concealed carry laws here in Shasta County. We probably have more per capita of concealed carry, and I think the sheriff said we have something like over 3,000, 3,500 concealed carry permits here in the county. The city has not handed them out, but I think that's a deal between you all and the sheriff, that the sheriff takes care of this.
Correct.
And in the fact of concealed carry is a way of life for a lot of people here.
The sheriff and I have talked about it. He's going to handle the concealed weapons permits, and I've got a lot of, you know, after talking to him and seeing what his program is, and I've got, you know, confidence to know that he's doing the proper checks and making sure that the right people are getting those. And you know, from the Reading Police perspective, we just ask that, you know, if you have a concealed weapons permit, that you carry your documentation and other things, you know, so that when you come in contact with the officer, you can, you know, prove that you have that that concealed weapons permit, and that's all we're really asking, and that you use them responsibly.
Would you like, if somebody had a concealed carry permit and say you were pulled over on a traffic stop, would you prefer that they say that they've, you know, if they're pulled over, hey, I've got a concealed carry?
Yeah, I would. I mean, from my perspective, you know, I always, you know, as a police officer, if I pull a police officer over, they always say, I'm an off-duty police officer, I have a weapon, so the officer knows. And if you have that documentation near your driver's license so that you can hand it to him at the same time, then, you know, it brings that alert down a little bit, and it's safer for the officers because both people know, you know, the situation that's going on. I pulled over another officer, and, you know, years ago, and he didn't say anything, and he leaned forward to reach and get his registration, and his gun slid down the back of his seat into the chair, and I didn't know he was a police officer. So, you know, you can see how that situation...
That heightens the excitement of being pulled over.
Creates a moment of confusion. So if you can just let us know ahead of time and have the documentation there with your driver's license, registration, and other things, that cooperation always is... Yeah.
When they hand the license, can hand a concealed carry. I mean, what if you're not carrying it? Doesn't make a difference.
If you're not carrying it, then we don't need to see it. But if you are, let the officers know as soon as possible.
And that also kind of tells officers that at least that person has gone through a background check and has never, you know, never had a felony or anything like that, or any of those things that keeps you from getting it.
Correct. And you know, like I said, just be upfront about it up front. Have the proper documentation, and it won't be an issue.
Well, I know I have mine folded up right in front of my license. I need to probably have it laminated like Carl. Do you have yours laminated?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the first time I've heard that, and I think that makes sense because it just takes the questioning out of it. It's the saying, officer, I have, you know, like say, for instance, maybe if you carry, it's not on you, but you maybe have it in your car.
Yeah, tell them, you know, that I have a concealed weapons permit and the gun is in my glove box, or the gun is in my console, or the gun's on my right hip, wherever you're carrying it.
Yes.
Just let them know that you have a concealed weapons permit and the gun is with you, and that way the officer knows, and, you know, it.
Yes.
Everybody's on the
and give it to them maybe.
Well, you've been a lifelong member of NRA.
Correct.
On this, so I mean, the idea of people having concealed carry is not a problem.
No, and you know, I just want to make sure that we're giving them to the right people, and that the people that have them use them responsibly, and that they're, you know, it's a safety factor for an officer anytime you encounter somebody that's carrying a weapon. So for me, it's better if you just let the officer know, you know, if you get pulled over, that up front that you have it, and then there's no confusion and everybody knows what's going on.
Great. Because that question always comes up.
That is
and
great.
That question always comes up during a concealed carry class.
Nothing to hide. Here it is, buddy.
Should we tell them? Should we not tell them?
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
No.
I can understand that if you're coming up, you're already at a heightened alert when you come up to a car. I don't care if it's a grandmother or anything. And so if you can do something to kind of lower the level there, I think
one of the most dangerous things that an officer can do on a daily basis, and where most of them, or not most of them, but a lot of them get into, you know, situations where they get injured, is on traffic stops and domestic violence incidents. So when you go to those, you're obviously in a heightened state of awareness to begin with. And, you know, when the person is upfront and honest and says, here's what I have and here's the documentation and everything else, it brings that down a little bit.
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, we've been talking policing in the neighborhoods, more police it seems like out, how to protect yourself during the holidays, citizens on patrol ideas, and the concealed carry. We'll be right back.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invite you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. a gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Down. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, 8:57 in the morning. Our guest, Redding Police Chief Rob Pledy, and you're almost moved here.
Almost. Hopefully the next couple of weeks we'll close on, get the house sold in Stockton.
And we're looking forward to meeting your wife and having your mother-in-law here and be part. You are part of the community right now. You stepped in. You've stepped in full-time. We love the fact that the day that we met you, you came to the Marine Corps dinner. And I was so, I have to tell you, I was so impressed how you showed up and you met every single person. You looked them in the eye and shook their hand. You worked the entire room. I've talked about that to people that you didn't know about. And I said, I am so impressed with Chief Paletti that he's so into want. That's it. You're committed. This is your community. You want to know about it. You want to know what makes it tick. What isn't working? How do we go in to make it work here and take your expertise? Thank you so much for your service to our country on so many levels.
Yeah, and I have met your wife and family, and I mean in-laws, I believe, or mom,
my mother-in-law,
and what a nice family. Well, you weren't there. This was at a swearing in. No, you didn't. You weren't there, honey. Really, you were not there. I just ran down because it was your swearing in.
Because I came over ahead of time and guilted you into it.
You guilted me right into it. I don't guilt very easy, but you know what? I'm so glad I was there because I did get the chance to meet your family, and I know you're looking forward to having them up here and getting started with this portion of your life. And we're really happy that our city fathers here and the people that made the choice brought you on.
I
have not heard a negative.
So what? We have just a few minutes left. Let's end on a positive note here, on a Merry Christmas. You know, December, because we won't see you until next year, where we'll have you on your regular segment on our Thursday morning here. But some closing thoughts.
Well, I just want to make sure that, I'm thrilled. I've had so much fun over the last month, and it's really busy. I can't wait till, you know, we can get the house and get moved up here. I've got some communities that have requested me come to their meetings, and I really appreciate that. If I walk away from a truck full of boxes, I'm going to have problems with my wife if it's sometime towards the end of the month. But yeah. I will try to make every community meeting and everything that I can, and to meet people, and the welcome that I have got from this community has, and within the police department, has been absolutely astounding. And I'm really, really thrilled to be here and look forward to getting out and meeting more of the community.
That's great. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Chief. And like we said, every month you'll be in here for an update, and we can talk about things, especially in this realignment, as you get more up on that, because that is such a huge thing around here. Tomorrow we have Supervisor Glenn Hawes will be our guest, as will Dick Fighton, talking about the Salvation Army and how we can help the less fortunate during this time period.
And we'll see you at 10 o'clock over at Country Kitchen.
Yeah.
The Chat Pack Breakfast. Come say hello to us and have a cup of coffee or breakfast. And we appreciate the Chat Packers. You guys have been great. You keep us going.
That's right. So everybody have a great day and today. And remember, it's only 17 more shopping days till you actually have to hand a present to somebody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Gonna stand my